day of the Lord, the day when Jesus returns with wrath, resurrection, and the millennial kingdom. The day of the Lord begins when Jesus returns. At that time, wonderful and terrible things will happen. Here are some terrible things. The plagues of Revelation fall in his day of wrath. The Antichrist will be destroyed. All those who have rejected Jesus and allied with the Antichrist will be destroyed. Some wonderful things. The dead in Christ will rise, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with him in the air. We will receive new bodies. We will rule and reign with him. Isaiah 2:12 says, "For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low." Isaiah 13:6, "Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty." Isaiah 13:9, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it." Zephaniah 2:3, "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." Zechariah 14:1, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoils shall be divided in the midst of thee." Malachi 4:5, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." Acts 2:20, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come." 1 Corinthians 5:5, "To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus." 2 Peter 3:10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up."